lengthy discussion, but we don't get we don't get appliances every day, so a little bit more lengthy than I wanted it. Yeah, so I can set this down now that I'm done ripping things. You can actually move easily the whole drum, and it'll swing back and forth very freely.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that's some sort of shock absorption. How that works, I have no idea. Theoretically, like a U-joint on a car, I'm thinking, but that's, I don't know. It's got to be able to do that and balance all and handle all the weight of clothes should you decide to do a large load. Unknown. They obviously built it to work, so.
Yeah.
We've heard tell that, oh, the new ones aren't built like the old ones, and, oh dear. There's the phone.
Who's recording?
Okay, that having been taken care of.
Button.
Now, yeah, so this is supposed to, I don't want to give too much of it away because I'm going to do booze on how on the inner workings of this, but basically 12-position dial, and they each have clicks, so it's a notch. If you can remember your clock face positions, you'll, and which corresponds to what cycle, you're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then to get it started, there's a button off to the right. This is also very childproof. Apparently, I don't know at what point in the cycle or if it's the entire thing, but it actually locks.
Yeah.
There's a little latch on the front of the door that has a big, it's like a plastic piece.
I found out where that is with my finger.
Yep. Just goes down into there, and then it goes further in,
yep.
So you can't really trick it because it comes out at a right angle.
I'm not quite a full right angle. If you went at an angle, probably could. You'd have to do it right.
Yep. I'm being sneaky because I want to actually get in there and see how well the agitator moves. Of course, I wouldn't do that during a spin cycle. That would be suicide.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's about all. I got distracted enough that I forgot if I was going to say anything. Dryer is the same. It's got the embossing on it. They're a match set, so they've really got the same face plates. And it's not quite as detailed. You get different clicks when you move it. Yeah, a lot of clicks.
Oh.
Anyway.
They throw permanent press in with casual now.
Oh, do they? Okay. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's one of your positions on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember we were wondering about that?
Yeah, because I'd heard casual, but I didn't remember permanent press.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll stop this now so we can get on with the boring stuff like reading the manual.
Yeah.
Is this filling instructions here?
Oh, it's all sorts of stuff dealing with loading and stuff like that. But
stuff that's in the manual already.
I can't read it, so.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, take care, and thanks for listening.
God bless.
Bye for now.
Pause recording.
Of course, now that I'm up in the living room, upstairs here, I remember what I was going to say before. It's kind of a special occasion. Yeah, bringing in the washer and dryer, our first set of new appliances, well, a match set of them anyway, walking through the house, we did get a dishwasher several years back, but it wasn't a Sears, it wasn't a Kenmore, and the significance therein is that our family for years has had Kenmore. Like, when my mother and father bought their first washer and dryer, they were Kenmores. They didn't get them at the same time. The washer came in about 76, the dryer was earlier than that, 73 or 74, can't remember which. And then my brother upgraded his with you know, his old Kenmore, which was really Mom's Kenmore, with a newer Kenmore. And when Mom got her condo, the appliances in there got upgraded to new Kenmore. See a pattern here? So it's kind of exciting. Our first sort of this branch of the Arrow family's Kenmore is walking in the door. Took a bit to get them here, but here they are. And like I say, I'll go through some of the runnings of them tomorrow and see what comes of that. Anyway, now that I've actually gotten that down, well, talk to you later. Bye for now.